Access America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll talk with film critic Marshall Fine about three new films in just a moment. But first, teenage girls are more likely to succeed if they have pushy mothers. That's right. Researchers studied more than 15,000 teenage girls between 2004 and 2010. They found the girls with pushy moms are less likely to become pregnant, have more chance of going to college, and are less likely to be unemployed or earn poor wages when they do get a job. Well, here's a little baby-making 101 class. If you want a boy, get busy again and again and again. A professor says the more you have sexual relations, the more likely you will have a boy, while girls are more likely to be born during times of stress. The expert says women are more likely to have a boy because there are more males in the world than females. They also say more males are born after wars and more girls are born in times of stress. There were tunnels to celebrity homes below the Playboy Mansion. Playboy magazine editors have found pictures from 1977 showing the construction project at the Playboy Mansion, where tunnels were built there. Blueprints show the tunnels were reportedly built to the homes of Jack Nicholson, Warren Beatty, Kirk Douglas, and James Caan, all of whom lived near the Playboy Mansion in the 70s and early 80s. A staff member at the mansion said off the record, "I heard they were closed up sometime in 1989, which was around the time that Hugh Hefner married playmate Kimberly Conrad." Editors asked the mansion staff for more info on the celebrity tunnels, but they were told Hefner did not want to comment. Reps for Nicholson, Caan, Douglas, and Beatty say they also have no comment. According to experts, your favorite form of exercise can say a lot about your personality. Here's what they found. Cyclists tend to vote liberal, be laid back and calm, materialistic, and not as likely to be stressed out. Walkers like their own company, are charitable, don't like attention, and tend not to be materialistic. Runners are extroverts, love being the center of attention, vote opposite of cyclists, and listen to upbeat music. And swimmers make great lovers, are charitable, are happy, and tend to be neat and tidy. Big Yellow Taxi singer Joni Mitchell was found unconscious in her home on Tuesday. It wasn't known what caused her to pass out, but the 71-year-old singer is in intensive care. According to a statement on her website, she is currently in intensive care, undergoing tests, and is awake and in good spirits. Mitchell was diagnosed with the condition Morgellons disease, which makes her believe parasites are living under her skin. She also suffers from insomnia and acute paranoia. Mitchell gave up singing in 2010 after 6 decades of smoking ruined her voice. The saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, has been around since 1860, and apparently, it's true. Research shows that people who have an apple a day are almost 10% less likely to visit the doctor every year. Apple eaters are also less likely to use prescription medications. The vitamin C in apples aids the immune system, and it even cleans your teeth. Some studies have shown that it can also slow the effects of Alzheimer's. He's our resident film critic. His name is Marshall Fine. He's the critic in residence at the Picture Show in Pelham, New York. And we welcome you back again this week, Marshall. How are you?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
All right. I'm, you know, loving these movies. The three new ones that we want to talk about start with Furious Part 7, is it?
Well, it's just Furious 7, and if you're really being specific, then it's The Fast and the Furious Part 7, yes, I suppose that would be the official title. But it's just going out under Furious 7. Personally, I have an allergy to most movies that have a number at the end of their title, particularly a number bigger than 2. And this is the seventh time. And really, these films are what they are. They're excuses for long series of stuntman reels, basically. You know, every stuntman, every stunt driver that worked on this movie, I'm sure, includes it in his resume and has these great clips because, you know, you've got cars jumping out of airplanes. You've got cars jumping from one skyscraper to another. It's all completely ridiculous and impossible to believe. And yet, at the same time, you know, it has a certain energetic charm to it. But, you know, in terms of plot and everything else, it's all pretty predictable stuff. This was This is the film during they were filming this when Paul Walker was killed in a car accident, ironically, away from the set. And so they figured out a way to work his death into the plot because he had already filmed several of his scenes. And so they rewrote the script and turned it into this revenge plot where he gets killed by a bad guy played by Jason Statham. And so all of these guys go up against him. And it's, you know, it's Vin Diesel and now The Rock is part of this group and Michelle Rodriguez. It's all it's like I said, it's a lot of stunts that's separated by bad dramatic writing and acting. If you're a fan of the series, if you want to turn your brain, it's like watching a big video game that you don't have to play and that you know you'll win.
That's exactly what I was thinking, a video game up on the movie screen.
Sure. Oh, and more and more movies have that feel to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about something a little more highbrow, I would assume, if Helen Mirren's involved. It's called Woman in Gold. I kind of like it already because Helen Mirren, you say, is in it.
I'm a big Helen Mirren fan. I think she's a great actress. This is her and actually teamed with Ryan Reynolds. Interesting combination. It's based on a true story. She plays a woman named Maria Altman, Austrian refugee from right at the beginning of World War II who came to the United States. And the story is set in 1998 when after her sister dies, she finds some letters that lead her to believe that paintings, famous paintings that had belonged to her family and were stolen by the Nazis and which are now being, displayed in museums in Austria, the Austrian government has a reparation program to return art to the families from which it was taken if they can prove that it was theirs. And so this is her quest to find. I mean, one of these is a painting by the painter Gustav Klimt, known as Woman in Gold, which is actually a painting of her aunt. And so this is the movie is their quest. It reminded me a lot of the film Philomena, where you've got an older kind of eccentric woman and a young man who's sort of roped into helping her and becomes really involved in her cause. I thought Ryan Reynolds was very good in this, and of course Helen Mirren is always good. I thought the film was a little formulaic. It reminded me a little of the film Philomena from a couple of years ago with Judi Dench, but it's still very powerful and it raises a lot of serious issues about sort of how much of our history do we try to put behind us as opposed to keeping it alive so that we don't repeat it. And certainly this is, in that respect, it's about Austria and their sort of denial of their involvement with the Nazis. And now this, if they don't admit too much, then they don't have to give back too many of these paintings. So I thought it was a strong film. I think that people will enjoy it. And, like I said, Helen Mirren, she's always great.
Now, it strikes me, though, that we're talking about such divergent movies, Furious 7 and Woman in Gold.
Furious 7 is opening on thousands of screens, and Woman in Gold will probably open in fewer than a dozen.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that when they make this kind of a movie, they certainly don't expect it to be a box office number one smash.
Well, I think that's the problem with movies these days, is that there's too much of the thinking that if it isn't going to be a big box office smash, why make it? They're always looking for the grand slam home run. And in fact, a movie like this made for a reasonable budget, marketed in the right way, and and through the various ancillary outlets like video and on demand and satellite, these films can make a profit. But it's like a single or a double as opposed to a grand slam home run. And the studios are thinking, well, why should I take a chance on, maybe making a small profit when I can take a big chance and make a big profit? Which is why the studios only make these sort of comic book movies, tentpole franchise films, like, these various series like The Hunger Games and Divergent and Harry Potter and the comic books. It's, because they know those movies make money, so they're willing to spend a lot of money on them.
All right, so this last one is really even a smaller movie, an independent movie called 5 to 7. Is that referred to a time of day?
Yes, it does. It's about a young man played by an actor named Anton Yelchin. You would remember him. He plays Chekhov in the reboots of Star Trek. He's a really an interesting young actor. He's about 25 now, but he's been acting since he was like 10. He plays a young writer in New York who meets this gorgeous French woman one day and starts flirting with her, and she flirts back, and pretty soon she's basically making it clear that although she's married, she and her husband have an agreement, and if he's willing, every day from 5 to 7, she's free, and they can get together and start a love affair. But he gets. But the catch is he can't get involved emotionally, that, you know, ultimately this is just a sidelight that she's committed to her husband. So can he live with this arrangement and have this amazing relationship, or does he want something more? And it's the actress, her name is Bernice Marlowe. She's French. She was in the last James Bond film. Really a gorgeous woman, and really good with him. The two of them really do have chemistry that's both kind of sexy and kind of funny, because he's a little innocent and, you know, she's obviously experienced. I thought it was a film that was funny and kind of touching. And this Anton Yelchin is really a good young actor and has a big future ahead of him. It's one of those little films, if you look for it, I think you can probably find it on demand. I think it's one of those movies that's opening in a couple of theaters, but also like on the various video on demand platforms this weekend.
All right, so we're good to go with 5 to 7. Sounds interesting. Woman in Gold with Helen Mirren. Furious 7, if you've seen the first 6, you pretty much got it covered.
That's right. And I don't imagine that you have to have seen the first 6 to enjoy the stunts in this movie. And the plotting is so silly that it doesn't matter.
We'll talk to you next time, Marshall. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
And with film critic Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Indian, the motorcycle company, is bringing back its Scouts from recon. Something about the brakes? Whoa, better get it in there. At some point, we may need that rear brake. Securing stopping power. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Indian Motorcycles recall, affecting a little more than 800 2015 Indian Scout motorcycles. Apparently, the rear brake master cylinder may lose braking ability all the way down to a total loss of braking power. Manufactured between May 12, 2014 and February 13, 2015. Recall notices are being sent. Additional information may be obtained by directly contacting the Indian Motorcycle Company and securing stopping power. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. On 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This second baseman may best be remembered for spitting in an umpire's face. He's a 12-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove winner, and 2-time world champion.
And a drive hit to right field. Sierra going back, looking up, and this game is tied. Roberto Alomar.
So where is Roberto Alomar now? Robbie became the first player in the history of the Toronto Blue Jays to have their number retired when they retired his number 12 back in 2011. That same year, Robbie got inducted into the Hall of Fame after falling just 8 votes short the year before. Robbie tied the knot in Ontario, fittingly enough, on the date 12-12-12.
In the air, left center field, Alomar bidding for his third home run of the ballgame, and he has it.
Roberto Alomar, one of the best second basemen to ever play the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.